You're listening to The Range, Gardner-Webb University's streaming and on-demand radio. My name is Catherine Manning, and in the studio with me today is Gardner-Webb senior Christian Jessup. This summer, Christian interned at Remote Control Productions in Santa Monica, California. This film score company is headed by Academy Award-winning composer Hans Zimmer, who has worked on such projects as The Lion King, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, as well as the Dark Knight trilogy. Christian, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Catherine. It's good to be here.
So, first of all, how did you find out about this internship?
Well, I've always been a huge fan of Hans and his scores. Like you were saying, he's done a lot, and those were always my favorite movies growing up. Loved The Lion King. It was one of my favorite animated films. And then the Pirates movies, I kind of like grew up in my teenage years on those. And so I'd always loved hearing his music and that. That was always a big part of the movies for me. And I wanted to be a film composer because of him. So when I came to Gardner-Webb my freshman year, there was this Christian duet called Jenny and Tyler. And they came and sang in a worship service. And I went up afterwards to tell them I really enjoyed their music. And in the process, we just got to talking. I told them I really liked film music. And then Tyler is like, oh, that's cool. My old college roommate works for Hans Zimmer. And I was like, wait, what? And so that kind of just kicked the process off for me. He put me in contact with his old roommate. And we Skyped a few times, talked a lot about each other's music, and then he was like, you know, let me put you in contact with the guys out in California at Remote Control Productions. So it was just one of those things. It was certainly not by chance. I definitely think God had a hand in all that. Like, it was crazy how it all came together.
Yeah, that's so cool. So tell me about the process you went through when applying for it. Was there like an interview process? Did you have to submit some of your compositions?
Yeah, it was mainly interview based, because the internship itself is very observational, and so they're looking for hard workers. They obviously didn't want people that didn't know what they were doing, but at the same time, I kind of get the feeling now that I've been there that they really just wanted people that were going to like give their all, do whatever was needed to be done, and just work really hard while they were there at whatever task they were assigned. And so there was an interview process. First, I sent in my resume. I included links to my music. I don't know how much or how little they looked at, but then once they'd accepted my resume, they had an interview over Skype, obviously. I didn't fly out there for the interview. But yeah, we Skyped, talked a lot about, you know, just a range of things. He asked really fun personal questions, like just my favorite movie scores. And then he like asked what experience I had with writing and with working in that genre. And so that was kind of the process. And then I just waited, and next thing I knew, I had the internship.
Wow. Okay, so there's obviously a huge difference between Santa Monica and Boiling Springs.
Mm-hmm.
When you first arrived in California, what was going through your head? Was there culture shock? What was that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, when the plane landed, I'm not going to lie, I had Party in the USA stuck in my head. Because, I mean, that Miley song definitely was like what I was feeling right then.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I hopped off the plane at LAX. No, but it's a lot different, obviously. We went from a one stoplight town here in Boiling Springs to, I think there were like several stoplights within the airport, let alone the city. So that was pretty big. I had a little bit of jet lag going out, so that was kind of a big adjustment for a while. And then the environment itself, honestly, like, part of it's probably because it's on the coast, but it didn't ever feel overwhelming because it was just this beach town. And obviously they had a lot more buildings, a lot more people, but it never felt like this huge city environment because I was in Santa Monica. I wasn't quite in LA. Whenever I drove into LA, I definitely got a little more overwhelmed, like all the traffic there, all the skyscrapers. But Santa Monica, it was really like quaint, if you can even say that about a bigger city. Like, it was really cool to see that, like, even though I was definitely in a completely new area, new environment, it was really just this little old beach town. And sure, they had some big buildings, but like it really still had like a small feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to describe.
Still kind of had a homey feel
to
it.
Yeah. It just felt right.
Yeah. So what was your typical work day like at your internship?
My typical work day was, there were different shifts. Hans and the whole team there obviously work all hours of the day, so I preferred the morning shift, so that's what I got. And I would typically work like 8 to 5 your normal day, but then there were other people that would get the afternoon shifts and work like 4 to 11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They said it wasn't unusual for people to be there till like 2, 3, 4 in the morning and then go home and come back at 8 the next day whenever they're crunched for time. But yeah, I would get there 8 in the morning. I worked the front desk a lot, so I did a lot of basic administrative tasks. And then when I wasn't working the front desk, I was able to do observation time. And so usually about half your day you spent working, whether that was me at the front desk or other people running errands, getting equipment, getting lunch or coffee if they needed to. So about half my day was that, and then the other half was observations. The observation time was pretty much just that. You found whatever composer was willing to let you come sit in and watch them work, and you would just take a seat and sit back and watch the show. These guys are super talented on the computer. They've completely changed music technology, especially in the film scoring industry. And so that was really cool because, you know, the typical workday, you go in there and it's just fascinating to see them just like whiz away on the computer, like work so quickly, so efficiently, but then also write some really beautiful stuff.
Right. So do you think that that observation experience changed the way that you look at music composition?
It definitely has. Around the same time I started interning there, I got asked by a former faculty member here at Gardner-Webb if I would score a documentary that he made about his trip to the Galapagos Islands. And at first I really wasn't sure what I would do, but since I was interning at Remote Control Productions, I was kind of able to see how they went about scoring with computers because I obviously wouldn't have access to an orchestra. And so I incorporated a lot of how they use technology into my own writing. And it was really exciting because the same time that I was going into work, I would get off work that day, go back to my place I was staying, and then just write using everything that I just learned while I was observing them. So it definitely changed the way I look at how I can compose. It definitely changed, you know, like my abilities to compose, especially on the computer, in ways that are so much more efficient and realistic than what I've been doing before then.
Right, and it gave you this real-world outlet to use what you had learned there.
Yeah, because, I mean, as soon as I saw them working, I knew I was like, I can't wait till I can apply this. But then it was cool how, like, around the same time that I saw that, I got this offer, and I was like, oh, wow, I can immediately apply this.
Right, worked out perfectly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I heard that you never got to meet Hans in person, but I heard that one day you got an unexpected phone call from him.
Yes.
Is that right? Can you tell me about that experience?
I can't tell you much. Just because of all the NDAs, the can't disclose anything. But yeah, I got a phone call from him since I was at the front desk. He's a really friendly guy. He's been on tour all summer, so that's why he wasn't in the studio this summer. But yeah, he was really personable. He asked my name, so like he seemed to have a really willingness to, you know, get to know the people there. And, you know, everyone I talked to just went on and on about what a friendly, like, personable guy he is. He's all about, like, getting to know you, getting to know, like, what makes you unique. Just all kinds of stuff. Like, the people that work there are from a variety of states, countries. So, I mean, I thought I would be the outsider, but then you've got people from, like, Russia and England and Australia that are working there. And it's like, oh, so.
All over the world.
Yeah, all over the world. And so it was really cool. And then whenever he called, I got to kind of experience firsthand, like, you know, wow, this guy is, he's pretty cool and he's really interested in getting to know you.
Right, right. Okay, so you're currently a music composition major here at Gardner-Webb. How do you think your education here prepared you for an internship like this?
I definitely think the music composition program here prepared me as far as just my awareness of music theory and my knowledge in that skill level. And it was kind of funny because I feel like the program here over-prepared me because Hans doesn't have a college degree. I'm not even sure if he graduated high school. A lot of the composers there didn't go to college, or if they went to college, they didn't get a music degree. And so their knowledge, especially technically speaking, of like music composition, music theory, is very limited. And so I actually felt really prepared when I went in and saw like, oh, well, they aren't doing anything that's like way out of the ballpark. Now, the technology aspect, I was obviously unprepared for, because the technology they're working with is is just on a whole different level from what we have here, and really from what anyone's using. They're definitely the industry leader in that aspect. But as far as the music composition goes, I felt like Gardner Webb's program, the theory, the music tech, the music comp classes, all of that, it prepared me above and beyond what I even needed out there.
Well, I guess it's better to be overprepared than underprepared.
Yes.
So. Okay, so what are your plans after graduation? Do you plan to return to Santa Monica?
That's my hope. I guess we'll see. I'm going to send them my resume in the spring when I start job hunting, and hopefully there will be an opening. I mean, they employ so many different composers, and, you know, the composers then employ dozens of assistant composers, and the assistant composers then employ dozens of their assistants. So there's definitely that opportunity out there now that I've gotten my foot in the door. So that's what I'm hoping for. We'll see.
So maybe you could start out as an assistant to an assistant.
Yeah.
Work your way up.
You know, coffee boy.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can work your way up.
Yeah.
So. Okay, one last question.
Okay.
And this might be a tough one. If you could go back in time and work on any remote control productions project, what would it be and why?
I would probably go back and work on the very first Pirates score. They're very proud of that one because of the circumstances around it. So originally, a different composer had been hired for the Pirates of the Caribbean film. This was back in 03. None of them had been made yet. It was just this ride at Disney World, and people were like, what film is this? And so there had been this other composer that was hired. It was Alan Silvestri. He did like Back to the Future. He's like a really well-known composer. And then 3 weeks before the film was released, he got let go. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he got in a fight with the director or if the music wasn't working with the film. But 3 weeks before it went into theaters, they let him go and deleted all of his music. And so then the director that night's calling up Hans saying, hey, there's a movie coming out in 2.5 weeks now, and we need a score for it, and it's like a 2.5 hour movie. And so they have all kinds of stories. You can read a lot of them on the internet, just like sleepless nights for that entire 2 week period. The coffee budget had to have been out the roof because, I mean, they had like a dozen different guys working on the scores. They were staying up all night long for like basically that entire period trying to get a 2.5 hour movie finished. But that being said, it worked out really well. Like, I would argue that's one of the most iconic scores of this century.
Right.
And I don't know. I think that would have been a really cool environment to be in, to only have 2 weeks to finish a product. But then once you finish it, it's like, wow, everyone loves this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that would have been, if I could go back in time, that would be the one that I would want to work on, because like that's such a cool start and such a stressful start to something that's now like this huge franchise and really well-known music.
Right. Well, maybe you'll get to do the next Pirates movie.
Yeah, we'll see. They're turning them out, so
yeah,
maybe one of these days.
Well, Christian, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for having me.
And thank you all for listening to WG, WG.org.